Why is your lady so much weirder than my lady?
Like the computer lady?
Yeah, she sounded naughty.
Unrelated, but Bert Kreischer followed you.
Yeah, I know. Provable, too. You looked?
I did look. I'm looking at it right now. I'm just confused as to why he follows you.
Because I went viral, people. If you're listening, but like, my he follows, damn like, account. I have one pinned post. You know why? Because it's the only one that's ever done well. So go to that one. You know where to follow me. Like, you guys listen to 50 MMA other episodes. Fighters,
hot ladies.
Yep. Did you see my video? Did you see the video? Yeah. It was just like, I mean, it's good editing. I'm definitely getting better at the editing. A lot better to where the video yesterday, after you watch that one, I'll send you to the other one because I'll explain it a little bit, but I'm putting the words, I'm doing everything, making the clips, and I think it just caught the eye, and I put some music behind it, and I have no idea. It literally just caught.
I don't get why it happens. I can't figure it the fuck out, and I never will.
Me neither.
So it is what it is.
Yeah, but this one got me 32.4 thousand views. So that's cool.
Did anyone else follow you but Bert Kreischer?
Yeah. I got like 11 followers.
I'm like, it'd be so funny if no one followed you except for Bert Kreischer.
So
like, yeah, then, it didn't really work, but Bert fucking Kreischer followed me.
I mean, I've already lost like two. That's just how it goes. It's bots that trust follow me. And then the one yesterday, look at the bald man on my page.
Yeah.
I just want to explain it. Yeah. You saw it though.
Wait, hang on that one second. Okay.
And I'm going to just explain it a little bit. The background that he has, I'm doing all the words. I'm doing all the editing.
Yeah.
As far as the background he has, he was just sitting at his kitchen table. He sent me those videos and then I photoshopped him out of his kitchen and put him into the news background. Like I did it all post-production after he filmed it, and I filmed these my set after he filmed me the first clip, so I was just able to put that all together and give the replies, edit it, make it look sharp, and make it look like it all went together. And I love editing. It's something I'm getting really into, and now actually have a viable path towards at least making it not just a hobby but making some money off of it. So that's cool.
So
because now iLead's starting to open up and we are starting to do more of the video editing and marketing and everything else, and every coach hates it, and no coach knows. Some coaches know how to do it, but the coaches that know how to do it suck at coaching. The coaches that suck at coaching, that's redundant, never mind. The coaches that are good at coaching, they're not good at editing whatsoever, as far as they don't post.
So how are you? Which one are you?
I'm pretty good at coaching, I feel like, but also
you're
I grew
bad
up. That's why I don't like that redundancy, and we're gonna cut that loop.
Why are you the only exception to the rule?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I grew up with playing RuneScape and Halo, and it's not like an extensive background, but also I guess a lot of these people just played sports and stuff, so different hobbies at different times.
You also played sports?
Not until high school though. That's why I have some background as far as tech, and even in high school we just trolled. Like we would do cutouts and like send them to teachers and that kind of thing. Like everybody else that we thought was doing, apparently we had a unique high school experience at our come to find out. We we didn't realize that when you have only 48 boys in a class that that, you know, we just thought boys will be boys. Yeah, we just thought kids will be kids, boys will be boys. Like, isn't everybody getting drunk on the weekends? No, that's wild.
Yes,
I mean, yes, depends where, but so yeah, I don't know. We just but yeah, so hopefully I get to lean into more of the comedic route, because I'd like to do like more comedic sketch comedy. Edit it. It's fun editing. I like putting it all together, and that's fun.
How long did it take?
It's getting faster. But
that wasn't an answer.
It was an answer.
No.
You're slow. No, you're slow. You know what, Sam? You suck at editing. We'll turn this. We'll flip the table. We're playing chess. No, it took like for a 60 second video. Say 60 second, because that's what I did today, about in 45 minutes.
Like, are you doing it all on your phone?
Yep. Very surprisingly, very easily. It's CapCut. It's not like it's a big secret, but it's just a matter of like putting effort into it and doing the editing. Be able to upload the font. That's the thing. Like, people get, it's the thing with the iPhone. Like, I had to download a font onto my files onto the MacBook, very easy. And then I had to then open the font on my phone from the files and from the zipped files, so it looks better. But people get stuck at that step. Like, they're just, they refuse to even learn how to use their MacBook. They open up Chrome. They open up Chrome, and then they, that's it. You know what I mean? That they, the MacBook, the power behind laptops and the power behind your phone, people are utilizing Messenger and TikTok.
Yeah, dude.
They don't know how to do anything.
It's crazy how much shit I can do on this computer. Like, I can record.
I can't wait to get a new one.
I can, like, all the fucking art I'm doing now is just on this.
That's it.
Like, I just had to teach myself
$30,000 art board. You know what I mean? Like, it's a board as far as like being able to record music. Would have cost you an entire studio, being able to put it all together.
Compared to like, if you listen to like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, obviously, and read a lot of stuff about it, and them getting studio time in the fucking late 60s to just like fuck around. Dumb. Because so Warner Brothers almost dropped them because they had an album where they were just fucking around and learning stuff, but the studio time was so goddamn expensive that they were like, you have to know what you're gonna do. Like, but now you can just fuck around and figure stuff out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't need to go, like, you can get stuff so ready on your own that you don't have to go in and fuck around and learn it in there anymore. Like, you just have, like, the quality of stuff that, like, me and Andy have recorded on just a laptop in a room is insane.
Like, yeah, you just got a control for reverb, like bouncing off the walls and put blankets up and shit. A poor man's studio, but
literally barely. Like, with direct input stuff, it's insane. All it is fucking crazy. All the stuff I've done, just using a laptop and like, it's called a Scarlett, but it's just an input device.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
a lot of you know the thing about like people don't use enough of their brain.
Yeah,
people don't use a fucking enough of the tools that they've been given. Like, we've been given so much stuff at this point. Like, you can make fucking anything. Do it.
Yeah, but there's some people that just have a drive and some people that don't. Yeah. And I, for whatever reason, you have to cater to the people that don't have a drive, because it's the majority.
Well, those are the people that buy the stuff that you make.
Yes. Yes. But when you are doing a service like coaching, which you have to then figure out how to make it the magic pill, because that's ultimately what all fitness is leading to in health. I mean, yeah, if everything can be put into a pill and you don't have to do anything, that's what people are doing. Doesn't matter. No one gives a shit about philosophy. Never will.
Yeah.
It never will occur to people that you have to actually live life. It doesn't matter. So all you can affect is those around you, and all you can affect is your life. So you can live like there's a purpose and everything, and you know there's a purpose. But as far, and then your business, as far as a service as a coach goes, is to the people that you can help. And you have to let go of the people you can't, because you can't save everybody and they'll drag you down. And yeah, no coach, it just takes a little bit of, it took me a little while to accept that. I don't know. I started out thinking everybody can be helped, but it's a waste of time and it will burn you out.
In terms of like, live forever,
you should always try.
Yeah, but in like we live forever, die whenever, right? Like, there is a demographic that I'm doing stuff for.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the demographic is.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Everyone else,
40-year-old moms,
it might not be for you. You know what I mean?
40-year-old moms.
Just the opposite of what I'm looking for. That's actually not true.
Yeah, I think that's most of what you get. I think you attract a lot of 40-year-old moms in the shadows. I think a lot of moms.
No, it's a lot of guys more quiet.
And a lot of women that favorite your account and then don't say anything. It's not like they're following you. They click on your, they follow up on you. You post those cute pics of you, you know, occasionally with your stash on the gram, and those ladies, they're like, yep, I'm gonna go to the restroom.
Thank you. No, it's interesting to see how the algorithm shows me to people.
Fear for her life of getting just beat down by some biker chicks. Like, one day you get a little bit famous and they start coming after you, and then you're just walking out of one of your bougie, fancy coffee shops and just buy clocks, socks with soap. Like,
I think we'll be all right.
You'll be all right for sure. I'm talking about Hannah. That's why.
No, that's fine. You'll be all right. It has, luckily the algorithm has been showing my like promoted post to more 18 to 32 year old women, which is helpful because we need
closer to, get to those, that 15. Good job.
Yeah, dude, sometimes I'll see someone be like, you know, WHS 2025, and I'll be like, why'd you follow me?
Did you see the fake school shooting today in Cincinnati that was part of a national hoax that they shut down Princeton High School and then subsequently came out and was like, it was a joke, but everybody go home. See you next week.
It was a joke?
It's a joke. It's a national hoax. Haha.
Gotcha. Who pulled the joke?
I don't know. It's a national hoax. They're investigating it. Chill. It's a ha ha ha. You know, laugh.
What do you mean a national? Be funny.
There's the smile. Yeah, multiple schools, not just us. Don't claim like they're special. Don't lean into it. Cincinnati's not special. We're just part of the national hoax. The ha ha. They got us. Aha. It's funny. Aren't you laughing? Don't you want to laugh? Don't you feel a tickle? You're like, it's kind of funny.
No. No, I don't.
Why are you laughing? You can't explain it, can you? You're like, I don't know where this laughter is coming from. It's kind of funny, though.
No. So here's the thing. Like, I just fucking forgot what I was gonna say.
I know, because you're so filled with joy. It's real tough when you just start laughing. It's like someone tickling your ribs. You can't do anything. You're just like, fuck, stop. Stop.
Did you ever have a bomb fit or anything at your high school?
No, I had one in my middle school. And I remember our, his name was Matt Christie. I think I got that wrong. So you can look him up. It's definitely wrong. We were standing in line against the wall waiting to go to lunch. And we just heard, get out. And he was fat, dude. He is hauling ass though, running through the halls, just pushing everybody, getting him out. I saw one of my friends get slammed up against the wall by him, and it did not look like it. That looked like there was more pain there in his day than all of our days with the bomb threat, because we had to go to the football field and the stadiums. You know, it's like one of the first ones. Why was this was money? Get us out. I want to save the kids. And PA system, you know, doesn't work apparently. I don't fucking... His legs, though.
What was the bomb? Like, do you know who did it?
No, someone just called it in, and
And they can't like trace that backwards.
This is like 2008. They probably could. They can't, like, maybe they did. I don't know. 12, dude. I hope they did. I just assumed my life was fine. 12 years old. I was getting pussy. I was not thinking about bombs.
That's not good.
I had other fucked up things going on.
Yeah, bro, that is not like a positive. I was getting pussy. Fucking 12 years old, drowning in it. Jesus Christ.
You know, I thought everybody grew up in a similar fashion. We all had our stories.
Does your mom listen to this podcast?
Hope not. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how many listeners did we have last week.
I would bet you it wasn't your mom.
I know, that's.
I don't know, man. But here's another. You've been mad this week.
I've been mad. Been real mad. Mad like a bulldog. Why was I mad? Remember, I got stoned right before this. Which part? Because I'm mad about a lot of things. What part did I rant about that you want to bring up?
I'm kind of curious what you bring up on your own. Then I'll tell you.
Well, what am I mad about? I'm mad about people I saw. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The lady on Facebook that said that she sprained her knee at the gym. So to soothe herself and to like make her day better, she was going to go through McDonald's and get a frappe. And not only did she get a frappe, the woman ahead of her paid for it. So, you know, it's a blessed day. So now she has a sprained knee and potential like diabetes. So
not from just that, but dude,
and it's just what, the people that think that, I don't know, people try so hard, and it's this idea that people try so hard and they think they know they're doing the best thing for their bodies and all this stuff. And I get it. There's a lot of information out there and whatever, but some people are just so fucking dumb. Like, how do you not? It's posted everywhere, and even McDonald's posted the nutrition facts. Hey, just everybody knows, it's not even controversial to say, don't eat sugar. There's 67 grams of sugar in a small chocolate chip profit. It's yeah, so don't be so damn thick that you can't. And I'm not talking about your weight or your fucking size, but I am. Don't be so damn thick in the noggin and your belly and start downing these damn shakes like it's guilt-free. Like, that's going to sue you. Like, everything's going to be better. First off, you sprain your knee. You probably shouldn't be having sugar because you probably need to lower your inflammation. And actually, you probably should go back to the gym because movement is medicine, and icing and sitting down and having yourself sugar is the opposite of what you need to do. So it's just this misconception that people have, and it pisses me off because it's not just her. It's not just this woman, but it's just everybody. And actually, it's some stupid ass coaches too. Yeah, it's the whole damn world. No, it's some unqualified coaches that have a certification that are really good at social media, or they themselves got fit. They themselves had a fitness journey. They themselves have a hobby of fitness, and their real job's a nurse. Their real job's a realist. Their real job is doing something other than actually helping people and coaching them forward inside their lives and learning how to be better inside your life so that, because you're leading people, this is what coaching is. It's not just telling people what to do and shit. Sure, you can be a glorified, watered down Google. Everybody can do that. Or you can actually give people applicable information that they're going to be able to use with their lives, because most people aren't just looking for information, but they're looking on how to live better lives. You need to learn how to live a better life so that you can guide them, because that's your job. You need to show them how to go up the mountain and not just tell them how to go up the mountain. So you have to walk it with them. That's the job of being a coach. Most of these influencing coaches or these realtors or these nurses or these people that do yoga or that just want to give some nutritional advice here and there, or just, you know, they're really into fitness and they read blogs and they read a couple books and they just do this in their part time, but you know, got other things. You know, this is coaching. They don't call themselves a coach. They call themselves something else. If they, what do? That's, you know, they call themselves something else. They need to shut the fuck up because they have a lot of bullshit that they're spewing too, because they don't truly understand how to coach people, nor do they understand the information that's actually out there that they're coaching, because they just have this diet that they tried like 75 hard and they lost all this weight finally because there's some person that can dedicate themselves to some rigorous program that nobody else can. They're just some monster of mentality. So good for them. But guess what? Not everybody's going to do that. And that doesn't qualify you as a coach, because you have some template of how to lead people through 5 habits for 75 days, you dumb idiots.
Who specifically pissed you off?
I don't know. That kind of was just a buildup over time. Are you timing that? I want to make names, bro. We're not going to give names. Come
on, name one name. Drop a name.
Let's see. Who can I drop? I don't want to drop any names. Who can I drop? No. Say like Jeremy Pender. Yeah, let's take him down. Fuck that, everybody. yeah, everybody go after him.
Bro, here's I got a story for you about
good, take me away from the rant. How long was that? That was long. That was good.
Yeah, that was a while.
I didn't get any us in there, did I? I was pretty consistent. I could probably clip that in. I'll clip that. I'll put some words behind it. You'll just be there. I'll put some quotations. You have thought bubbles of what you're thinking. Agreements. Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, fuck. I hope he shuts up.
It's making me hard.
No, I got a story. It's wild. I got a story for you from sparring yesterday. So this guy consistently throws fucking heat, right? Like,
it's like 90, he's like 90% at all times.
Yeah, man. Like, as hard, you know. And we're starting sparring yesterday, and it's been made clear to everyone, like, we're fucking chilling. We're doing, like, Thai sparring, right? And, like, Thai sparring, you should be able to do that for, like, 45 minutes straight. You don't need shin guards. If you, right? Like, it's super fucking light. It's so light that, like, you straight up don't need shin guards if you don't want them. Anyway, so a couple people in the room have, like, injuries going on. It's a light day. we're all cool, and this one guy keeps fucking turning it up on people over and over and over. And I hear people like talking about it, like being like, hey, chill the fuck out. I go around with him. I start the round being like, I'm not trying to fight you. Because mm-hmm. every time we spar, it escalates, right?
Yeah.
So first round, he fucking turns on like hard as fuck a couple times. And I'm like, hey, quit. You know, mm-hmm. don't fucking do that. Next round, I go with him. He does it even more. So I drop the fucking low kick like as hard as I could. Watch him switch stance. Instantly. And I was like, I just killed that leg. Then he double taps a high kick as hard as he can. Like, if I were to not block it, I would have been knocked out probably. So
that's not good.
So next thing I know, I've picked him. This is like Thai sparring. I've just picked him up and fucking put him like 5-6 feet in the air and dumped him on his head as hard as I could. And then just fucking walked away.
Should put him like, in a rear naked chokehold.
Didn't need to. I just was like, I'm going to pick him up. Fair enough. Boom.
Let me come in.
Oh, hang on. And, you know, he messaged Jeremy about it. And he was like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. And like a bunch of people that were there were like, yeah, man, this dude was fucking going crazy. And like Jeremy asked other people, he was like, "This was Sam?" Because like, you know, in the past I've had a habit of like, if someone hits me too hard, I'll fucking try and kill him instantly. And I've been working on it.
Was Sam's fault?
Basically, like, was Sam's fault? Like, did he, like, what happened here? And everyone was like, no.
This kid's fault.
Like, this kid, like, it was building to that happening. Like, dude, I fucking, it was the best slam I've ever fucking hit. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because I didn't
hold it. Because he wasn't expecting it?
Because I didn't fucking hold it back. Because it wasn't like, oh, we're training. It was like, I'm trying to hurt you, bitch.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it a difference?
Yeah.
Don't you like that feeling?
Dude.
I like that feeling, but I've had enough of it in my life that I don't need it anymore.
Dude, it was fucking loud. It was one of those where like everyone in the room was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, I've done enough violence on the people where I'm like, I'm good. I know I can and I don't want to anymore. I've broken someone's femur, I've shattered a collarbone, I've knocked people out. Like, it's,
here's the thing, it kind of pissed me off that he like made me do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but like,
and then you didn't want to do it again, and I know, I get it. I've been there, dude. I loved it. Maybe you're a little bit more mature than I was at like 16 with concussions, but I loved hurting people. It was a lot of fun. And anybody that denies that isn't good at the sport. I don't know. They're probably not.
Well, I have another buddy, right? He's he wants to fight, and I was talking to him, and basically like my full advice to him was, you got to get mean. Like, I want you to hurt me. Like, you know, like, because we go, we're very similar sizes.
Are we talking about a K-R-A-M? Like a cram?
Like a what?
Like a cram?
I don't know what
put
the
it,
fuck.
If you put cram in a mirror, what would it spell?
No.
No,
he's okay. Got no fucking problem. Oh. For real, that's not, he doesn't have a fucking problem, bro.
There's a couple people out there that just wrote cram and just held it in a mirror like,
No, this is a different guy. And like, you know, because I need him to like fucking try and like hurt me a little.
Take someone's head off.
Like, not for real, because, like, there's a way between, you know, like.
There's a way to let someone know, and there's a way to just not, like, you know, put in the time.
As hard as you fucking can. It means, like, put it on me a little bit.
Yeah, it means don't break my neck, but make me black out.
No, just make me fucking respect what you're throwing at me.
Black out. But don't break my neck. There's a difference. You can pop my head off, but don't make me black out. Cut off the arteries. Mean it. That's that's the difference between getting good at wrestling when you're. That's everybody though. It's the difference between getting good at wrestling when you're in a high school if you have a team atmosphere of everybody actually trying or not. And we semi did, and I got lucky to train with people that actually cared and wanted to drive to state, and their entire goal in life was wrapped up in wrestling. So like, I was their training partner and I got drug along on that journey. But I never had the goal of like truly going until it formed. So like, I was just too late to the game to actually have the skill to go to state. But no, I trained like it every day. You had to train like it. And there was just kids I would dominate that it wasn't that they weren't good. Example, wasn't that Tyler wasn't good at wrestling. Technically very good. Knew the skills. I wanted to rip his arm off. And the reason he has a fucked up shoulder to this day is because there was kids that were wanting to kill him. And like, I was wanting to kill him, but he would always have a smile on his face. I'd always look over and he'd be in mid conversation talking with whoever he was wrestling with going just like this giggle, always having like a conversation about like, hey, did your grandpa take off the corn? Well, that's cool. You know what I mean?
I like to fucking talk to people. Like, if I'm good friends with someone, I'll talk like the whole time, basically. But I mean, it depends on the type of round we're doing. But yeah, you gotta have a certain, like, I'm not concerned. Like, I'm worried. Like, I'm not going to hurt you bad. But I can't, like, feel bad about the fact.
You know what you need to be? You need to be like Gordon Ryan.
Wait, one of my buddies, same guy that has to get meaner. I was doing a round with him, and he was getting really tired because, like, I like to put pressure on him. And he was getting tired as fuck, and he shoots, just like leaves his head hanging. And so, like, I just push him off, and he doesn't get it. He does it like two more times, and he's just fucking hanging his head right there. And finally, I'm like, post uppercut. Like, that's the point of like, hey, man, you can't do that. Like, it's better that I tell you now than you get told in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's better for me stuff. Like, if I'm sparring and I'm trying some stuff out with, like, Jake or someone, and then they're like, ha-ha, boom. I'm like, well, it's good to know that doesn't work now.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I'm going to walk around thinking that it does.
I'm running out of steam simply because you amped me up, and now, like, the mellow part's coming. You got me angry. We should save the anger until like the end, because I have about a 5-minute rant and then like 10 minutes of like a talk, and then then Alec gets a little bit sleepy because, man, that adrenaline. Whew.
Jesus, man, you're too high. You got too high.
I was a little high, but you know, not entirely too high. Could be higher. Could always be higher.
That's not true.
You're right. You cannot always be higher. I actually have felt that ceiling before. It's in college. You know that wake and bake we had in college where we duct taped the vents and all the seals on the door, and I almost had a panic attack because, first off, we're all high. So, like, people are having panic attacks.
I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
You weren't in there? Oh, man. Box office. And it was the, pretty sure it was like Evan's room. And we.
Oh, fuck. Was that when like there was like 30 fucking people in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
And I left. Yeah, I almost had a panic attack because everything was like, I was couldn't breathe because there was no air. We all just passed around joints and bongs and.
Yeah, bro.
I felt the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because, like, I kept hitting it, and I just want to get higher. I just be What is happening?
Don't worry about it. I'm good now. And then move something.
Yeah. So I just was not getting any higher, and it was a ceiling. I was apparently at the point where all the cannabinoid receptors in my body were recepted. And I just sat there and it was done. We were just smoking to die at that point.
I have had. There's been some times where, like, I legitimately haven't been able to get stoned. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Where sometimes I'll take two hits and I'll be like, Jesus Christ. And then other times, I'll take 80. Yeah, you'll take fucking 80 and be like, didn't work.
I'll pack my bowl five times and not feel a thing. And then sometimes I'll hit it and I won't even make it through the whole bowl. And then I'll be like, what's going? Yeah, I'm done. I'm on the moon. And I don't know what I'm doing different. It's not kind of sucking in. Man,
I've
sucking's a lot harder than it sounds, I guess.
No one's ever given me an explanation.
No, I don't think they ever do. I think it gives credit where it's due.
Credit where it's due. Awesome. And fucking
I'm not good at.
Are you sure you're not?
Apparently not. It's inconsistent. How do you know? It's inconsistent.
How do you like know though?
I'm not out of steam. Can we talk more? Yeah, we can talk more. Here we go. Okay. So
we got one more second. Yeah, go.
I know a lady. I'm gonna call her a lady because she's younger than us.
I know a lady too.
Okay. I know multiple ladies.
We know so many ladies.
Ooh, yes. This lady in particular, though, is a pole dancer. And she started out as a fitness coach.
Okay.
And she went from fitness coach and training ladies to then pole dancing as a hobby to being able to then teach other people how to pole dance, still coaches. And now, and I was just talking to my buddy earlier about this, and I made the joke. I was like, you know what'd be a good model? Because we were talking about OnlyFans, and she's on OnlyFans. And he's like, it's not a lot of money in guys. He's like, I have a couple of guy friends that have actually tried it. It's not a lot of money. It's all in the girls. He's like, well, here's the thing. What I'll do is I'll just help manage their accounts and help them, you know, make the money and get the deals and set up the scenes and everything. I'll manage the accounts. And I said it jokingly. Turns out this lady that started out in fitness is now managing the accounts of other women and helping them start their OnlyFans and then getting a percentage kickback for managing their pole dancing accounts.
Than you doing it though.
It's like Bunny Ranch. Is it not?
No, but it's also different than if you were to do it. It'd be creepy if you were to do it.
That's why it was a joke. And now this lady's a real pimp, a modern age electronic pimp. That's what it is.
There's a bunch of people that do that, honestly. Like, it's not as
this blows me away. Okay, this blows me away. And it's not even a conspiracy. I'm just, what do you call yourself? Obviously, you're an account manager at that point. Like, that's what you probably say. But you're real. You're a pimp. You're just missing the overcoat. And you don't need a gun.
He's missing the overcoat. Is overcoat the word you wanted?
That if I was to be a pimp, I'd dress the part. I'd have a Rolex and an overcoat, boots, a chain, a couple chains, three chains, one diamond, two gold, one really long gold, middle diamond, and then the short gold. I'd have two rings. I'd probably still have a whoop. I'd get some new straps.
Fucking retarded.
Well, we made it. There we go. We got canceled again. We made it so far in, and
yeah, sorry, but That is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. All right, bro. I got it.
Fantastic. Okay, people, like, follow, subscribe. Tell your friends to listen. Listen with your mom. Listen with your friends. Stop listening to us alone. I know we curse, but if you'd like us not to curse, I don't know a way around that. Can't get around that. I'm sorry.
I'm good.
Really?
I'm good.
Yeah, really sorry about that. We're going to try to hold back. We're doing better. We're not saying so many so's. Sam's letting me rant. This show is great. Thank you guys for subscribing, supporting. And Sam, you got anything? No, you don't. Okay, bye, guys.